Okay, we're beginning Klal Gimel, that's on page Pei Hei, in my volume, Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Gimel. So there the Chofetz Chaim says in Sifkot and Aleph, Kamu Godel Yisa Lashon Hara, Shasrasei HaTorah Afil Al Emes, that the Yisa of Lashon Hara, as we learned, is even if it's on the truth, Ubechol Gavni in all cases. V'lomi Boyi Mushomer Satzma Leper Olav Baseser, Umakbid Al Zeshul Yisgal Eloi Dasur. Not only is there an Iser that, and surely there's not only is there an Iser, even if you say it privately to someone and you tell them don't tell anyone else, and therefore you don't want it to spread. Nevertheless, still, besides the Iser of Lashon Hara, a person gets the klal of the Torah. Cursed be the person who hits his friend in secret. If it's a secret, if he hits his friend knows he's being hit. So why is it a seiser? The teretz is that he's doing it not physically, but he's doing it through Lashon Hara. Even if he thinks that he would say this even to his face, or if he's actually saying it to the person in front of him, Gam kein aser, nevertheless, it's forbidden if there's another person there. The Lashon Hara Mikri, and that's called Lashon Hara. Ubetzarechod, godel isura b'fanu mishalei b'fanu. And in one aspect, it's even a bigger aveir when you do it in front of him. Dibb'fanu, in front of him, levat isa Lashon Hara, besides the isa of Lashon Hara, hu malbish es atzmei ayidezeh b'midas ha'azus v'ha'chutzvah. A person is now clothing himself with the midah of brazenness and chutzpah. And as the Chofetz Chaim will tell us in a different place, not here, that the midah of azus is one of the worst midahs, and therefore there are certain leniencies about speaking a person who has azus than a person who has other different, is lacking brazenness and chutzpah. In other words, hardness, brazenness. When you speak it directly to the person, you cause that instigates greater fights. Besides that, the person who says it is demonstrating a midah of azus, but also could cause embarrassment to the person who hears it. That even when a person gives a person musar for a toelis, then you get an aveir if you do it in a way that embarrasses him. So surely when you're doing it, when you're degrading a person, surely that you're over the lava of l'sisal of chait. So that's one. He says, Ma, so why did the Chofetz Chaim make such an emphasis about this fact that there's an isa lashon hara, even when you say it in his presence? He says, L'chayr, because there's a gemara that maybe trips people up and make a mistake. He says, Ma, shenim tzalafam mehetra divri chazal. There's a Gemara that seems to say that if I would have said it in front of him, then it's not an Isa of Lashon Hara. So it seems that if you would have, and actually if you do, there is no Isa of Lashon Hara. So he says that's a mistake. That's only in the case of something which is only the dust of Lashon Hara, which we'll explain. And he spoke in a way that people can interpret in two ways. That if you interpret it one way, there's nothing degrading about it. This is dependent on the will of the one who says it, and the way that a person says it at the time. Shemu writes, because if he wants, motzio bekolo, he could say it in that kind of a niggin, ubitnuosav, and with body movement, body talk. That he could say it in a way that it doesn't imply any negativism about his friend. Or he could say it in a way that is interpreted and understood by people who hear it as being negative. And this, sometimes it's hard to discern, does this person mean it in a negative way or not? So then we have a rule. If with his body language, You would say it in this way, in front of the guy himself. So then, that's a test. So then obviously you don't mean it in a negative way. Because in a negative way, you wouldn't say it in front of the guy. And therefore it's permitted. But if you can tell from his movements, from his body language, that his intent actually is to be negative. And then normally a person would be embarrassed to say it in this manner in front of the guy. Because av shekolinya bat smuso, afilu mefarshu lignai hu rak avak lashonara. And even if you do interpret it in a negative way, it's still not something which is actual lashonara. But it's like Chofetz Chaim gave the example earlier of if a person would say that, where can I find fire? Like in those days, it was a big issue to try to, instead of rubbing two pieces of wood together for a long time, you'd rather just find somebody who has a fire burning and then catch and then light it from him. So if a person would say, where can I find fire? And you say, oh, you can find it in the uncle's house. There's always something happening there. So it could be done in a way that it's interpreted as Yankel is a fresa, and he's always, you know, packing it in. Or, which is also not labdavka, a real gnai, that's a real gnai that the guy likes to eat, but it could be interpreted not in that way at all, but rather interpreted in a way that it means that this is a guy with a big family, and there's a lot of orakim, and he's always, you know, taking care of people. So there, it depends how you say it, what niggin you say it, and how you say it. So he says, even if it would be a negative, so, but if you talk and mean it in a negative way, then of course, even if you would say it in front of him, that's not going to be a heter. So the only heter that it says that I would say this before of means the way I'm saying it is clearly not in a negative manner. And that's why I would say this even in front of the person, because it's clear, I don't mean it in a negative way. But if a person means it in a negative way, even if it's only avak lashon hara, nevertheless, it's forbidden. And look how great the sin of lashon hara is. Shafilu ainu medaber mitich hasina. Even if you're not doing it out of hatred, v'lo miskaven, lo niskaven b'hasipur leganoisei, and you didn't mean to really make him that people should have a negative opinion of him. Rak amorei derech schoik v'derech kalus reish. You said it just in a joking way, in a light-headed way. Afal pikein kivan shal pi emes divri gnaihu. Even though, nevertheless, if it is Gnai, it is something which is negative, it's going to be an Iser of Lashon Hara. And the Raya that even if the intent is not L'Ganoisa, even if the intent is not to be negative, but L'Maisa, you are saying something negative, that it's Osim and Atayra, brings the Raya, which is amazing, the Raya from Miriam Hanavia. In other words, Miriam Hanavia, when she spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, she surely didn't do it out of hatred, because she was Moshe Nefesh for her brother Moshe. And surely Miriam Hanavia loved her brother Moshe very much. And she did it only because she thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing something wrong. She made a mistake. He wasn't doing something wrong. But she thought he was doing something wrong. And therefore she went ahead and spoke, even though it was with the intention of trying to correct the Aveira. But nevertheless, since she misjudged Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, she said something negative about Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore she was punished, and that becomes like the semel, the symbol of Lashon Hara, that the Torah punished her with tzaraas, and we have a mitzvah saseh of zechira to remember what Miriam did, that we should learn from there, that we have to be careful always not to speak Lashon Hara. That's one of the mitzvah zechira that we find in the Torah. So you see that even if it's done...
Even if she had been right.
What?
Even if she had been right.
If she had been right, then she would be right. It would not be Lashon Hara.
Why not?
As we will learn. But because she erred and she was not right, that's why it was a Lashon Hara. Because if she was right that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing something wrong, then she went about it to, in a way, to try to correct the Aveira, and that would not be Lashon Hara. That would be L'Toelis, to try to correct. A Rebbe goes and, you know, will talk to a principal about how to correct a certain Talmud, how to do it. That wouldn't be Lashon Hara. But if the Rebbe made a mistake that the Talmud is not wrong, the Rebbe made a mistake, then it's actually Lashon Hara, even though the Rebbe didn't mean it. That's that. The Rebbe meant it, Mamish L'Toel is Gomor. That's why Rebbeim has to be careful. So Al Kaponim, so we'll see more, the Chavetz Chaim will bring that proof later. But Al Kaponim, that's what he's bringing it right here. Then he says, Isasipa Lashon Hara, Hu Afilu Im Eino Mevo'er Beis Hasipur Es Ishu Medaber Olam. Raku Mesapis Tom. These of Lashon Hara is even if you don't say who you're talking about. Umitoich Inyan Hasipur Nishma Lashemeya Aleiz Ish Kivin HaMesapur Hazeh. But through the way you're speaking, you're able to figure out who you're talking about. B'chlal Lashon Hara, that's also Lashon Hara. The Yosim is it. Shafilim b'divrei sifura lahayishum inyan ganai klal. The words you said with Torah had no negative impact. Rak shayidei dvarav nizbav ra'a oignus l'chaveiro. But through the word that you said some hint. And from that hint itself is nothing. But from the hint, people understood something negative about somebody or something that could be damaging. V'hamesapar hazeh niskavin l'zeh b'ram u'uso. And this person intended that with that hint. Gamze b'chlal lashon hara hu, v'dovah zenigra b'fi chazal b'shem lashon hara b'tzina. No, it's because you said something which itself is not negative at all. But people understood from there something negative, as we'll learn, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, the marshal and the source of this halacha.